A Jewish Journal article. Biden condemns despicable anti-Semitic attacks. President Joe Biden issued a statement on May 28 condemning the despicable rise in anti-Semitic attacks. The statement read, "We have seen a brick thrown through window of a Jewish-owned business in Manhattan, a swastika carved into the door of a synagogue in Salt Lake City, families threatened outside a restaurant in Los Angeles, and museums in Florida and Alaska, dedicated to celebrating Jewish life and culture and remembering the Holocaust, vandalized with anti-Jewish messages. These attacks are despicable, unconscionable, un-American, and they must stop." He added that, the Department of Justice will be deploying all of the tools at its disposal to combat hate crimes, and that May is Jewish American Heritage Month. "We honor Jewish Americans who have inextricably woven their experience and their accomplishments into the fabric of our national identity, overcoming the pain of history, and helping lead our struggle for a more fair, just, and tolerant society. Let us all take up that work and create a nation that stands for, and stands up for, the dignity and safety of all of our people." Jewish groups lauded Biden's statement. Thanks at POTUS for standing with the American Jewish community and opposing hashtag antisemitism in all forms, Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt tweeted. Now at White House must appoint a Jewish liaison, name a special envoy on global antisemitism, and increase nonprofit security grants program. The American Jewish Committee similarly tweeted, "Thank you, at POTUS, for condemning the inexcusable rise in antisemitism over the last few weeks and taking active steps to combat it. We must work together to stop antisemitism. We call on all people of good will to join us in this important work." Earlier in the day, a Time magazine article noted that the Biden administration had held two meetings with Jewish leaders earlier in the week, after a public call for action from various Jewish organizations. The article added that some leaders are still waiting to ensure the rhetoric condemning the attacks spurs actual policy changes, quoting public policy for the Orthodox Union executive director Nathan Diamond as saying, "Statements are important, but they are not sufficient." The Times also cited a May 20 ADL report stating that anti-Semitic incidents have increased by 75% during the 11-day conflict between Israel and Hamas, quoting Greenblatt as saying, "We're not seeing an uptick. We're seeing a tidal wave."